Welcome back to the Anamkara Energy Healing Podcast with Simon. Well, I took a little interlude to do an episode about affirmations, and that was to coincide with a workshop I did called Full Moon Affirmations, where we used crystals and the energy of the full moon. And lots of folks came along and we had a fun night. And so now I'm returning to my kind of tree path, if you like. So I intend to take you on a journey through the Oum, and that is the trees of this country, and it follows a calendar, but I'm really out of sync now because it's just beginning of February. It's the 5th of Feb today, and I've already kind of missed my calendar, so I'm going to have to do some catching up. So a little bit later on, I'm going to talk about birch and silver birch. And I went out into the woods one evening and went up to a lovely enclave of birch trees and recorded something there for you. So play that in a minute. But first of all, I need to talk to you about festivals, because I'm going to follow the festival dates. That's the the equinoxes, the four equinoxes and the four festivals. So the idea of that is to give this like a Celtic structure. So we've just had, on the 2nd of February, the festival of Imbolc. And so I just want to touch on that a little bit before we get into talk about birch. So Imbolc is really about earth awakening. And I really like the theme of that, because here we are in 2021 and, well, we're not doing a lot of awakening. So it's quite good to think about the Celtic festival dedicated to awakening, because we will awaken from lockdown and we will be able to get back to doing the things we love, I think, you know, by the spring. So, yeah, let's just keep going. And in the meantime, I hope things like this podcast keep you amused. So, so Imbolc, I'm going to read you a poem I've written about it, which I put out the day of the festival. And then, you know, I did have a little ceremony in the woods, and the poem was part of that. So, I'll keep doing little things like that to keep myself amused and hopefully entertain people a little bit. So Imbolc is a festival to mark the first shoots of spring, if you like. So when the trees start to bud up and the wildflowers start to come out, and yeah, there are snowdrops around, and you know, the herbalists amongst you might be looking out there for some chickweed and all sorts of stuff to put in your pot. Stuff is happening, trees are budding up, spring is on the way. And so, yes, we must follow in the footsteps of the goddess Bloldaved, the spring maiden, and she brings fertility to this time of year, and that means regeneration and rebirth. So that's what this time of year is all about. So so the birch tree, I should have talked about that at winter solstice, so apologies for that, but we're going to catch up in a minute. And then after that, I'll go through the trees I'm going to talk about. You can hear me turning the page because my poem's written on the other leaf. So yeah. So this poem is called A Goddess Returns at Imbolc. Spring water is flowing and her energy is growing. All around us comes the awakening, wild and free, healing and loving. A fresh bright light is coming. The rowan is now budding, and nature's unstoppable force is powering. The eternal cycle is turning. The ancient serpent is rising. Celebrate the glory of this fertilizing. So there you go. Right, so the next thing you're going to hear is me wandering around in the twilight up in the woods and talking about birch. And I'll come back and have a little chat with you at the end. Thank you. Well, I've come up into the woods to sit with the birch trees, and it's a lovely evening. Beautiful sunsets just dipped over the horizon, and so I'm sitting here with the birch trees around me, and they really do light up the forest, even on a
on an evening time like this when the sun's gone down and yeah, there's just a little bit of colour in the sky. There's probably a bit of traffic noise in the background, but I'm hoping you can hear the rooks, crows or ravens. I'm not sure what they are up there, but they're squawking away quite happily. And I did see a deer on the way here, actually. And lots of wild flowers are beginning to come out. Snowdrops and lovely little purple flowers and lots of crocuses. So, yeah, Earth awakening is really happening, and yeah, it's beautiful to see. It's been a pretty harsh winter so far, so it's nice to see that there's some new life coming, a bit of colour around the place as well. So yeah, I really love the energy of birch trees. That's yeah, it's quite a zingy energy when I'm actually sitting with the tree. You know, I like to put my hands on the bark and feel the energy, and it feels really nice, the energy, quite alive. And I can see why the birch tree resonated with so many people in the past, and so much has been written, you know, in mythology about the tree. I'm a little bit late doing this, if I'm honest. The birch is really the tree of winter solstice, which is actually passed a month or so ago, and it's the first tree of the Oum. So I've missed that, so I'm catching up a little bit. So yes, used to drive out old spirits of the year. Well, it's January now, so I think it's still worth sweeping out the old spirits of the year gone by, 2020. Don't think we want to carry any of that spirit forward. But although it was a great teaching year, I suppose, taught us to be different, at least. So birch trees are easy to find because they're always on the edge of the woods. And even when I'm driving in the car, you see them, first of all, because of the white, silvery bark, but they're always on the edge of the woods. And that's because they arrive in and they're the first responders to a bit of open land. They grow first, and they have this wonderful way of preparing the soil for the other trees to follow, which I love. They're like the cultivators, really. They come in, they grow, and they start to, you know, work the soil so other trees can grow. And sometimes the other trees crowd them out, so even though they can actually be the beginnings of a forest, they sometimes just have to survive on the edge. So yeah, they're like pioneers. They do bring light to a forest though, and that's what I think I love so much. If you catch them on a sunny day in the winter time, that silver bark just shines so lovely, especially in the morning, there's a bit of dew about. So I've just been to sort of sit with the tree and just ask the tree, just to give me some inspiration. And I think I feel it's a tree of new beginnings, and you know, I'm going to try some new things this year. Sitting here making this podcast is one of them, but I think if you want to find some inspiration or ask what your direction is, where your path might be heading, if you're feeling you're at a crossroads, I think the birch tree can help. They shed their skin, don't they? I don't know if you look around when you're with the birch trees, but the bark peels off. It actually makes very good kindling, very good to start a fire. But they shed their bark and it peels off. And when the tree dies, or even before it dies, when it's in the last few years of its life, it drops off its outer layers, which is like releasing, you know, stuff it's built up over many years. And I think we need to learn from that. Shedding an outer skin sometimes, letting go of stuff, is good. And it lets in the light, doesn't it, if we do that. So yeah, we are at a time now though where the tree actually is budding up, and I noticed there's some catkins hanging down, which is the male sex organ of the birch tree, the female has got these fine little like buds that stick upwards. So yeah, they self-pollinate. So, which is really rather cool. Lots of fungi. If you're a fungi fan like me, there's always lots of fungi around the birch. And although it's winter now, there's not a lot around. There's the bracket fungus that grows off the bark, usually sort of fairly high up the tree, and which comes out in these big circles or semicircles around the tree, which is incredibly hard, actually. But mostly in the springtime, come March, you'll come up to the woods, you'll see the red fly agaric will come out around the bark, around the base of the birch tree. One of my favourite mushrooms, although not an edible, unless you want a bad tummy upset. Although they're meant to be hallucinogenic as well, but I don't think I'd like to try that one out. But they look really cool, really pretty, especially against the moss. And you do get a fantastic carpet of moss around a birch tree. Yeah, I love that. I mean, they've just got their own ecosystem going on. Now, they don't live so long, so they're about the same as us, actually. So when you see a birch tree, they quite often fall over when they get old. And they're a bit like us. They fall over a lot, and then they perish. But they don't stop giving, because they rot down quite fast. And they create a habitat for small animals. Bats live in them if they're still upright. Woodpeckers bore into them a bit. Lots of insects of them. It's one that we enjoy a lot in the sort of area where I am in Buckinghamshire. There's lots of beech trees, is what the area is famous for, but there's lots and lots of birch around, and even in our ancient woodlands. So I think that makes them quite ancestral, because although they only live around 100 years, the ones you see have probably been around for, you know, they're the offspring of trees from thousands of years ago. I mean, they go right back to the Ice Age, the birch tree. They were one of the first trees to form forests after the last Ice Age, you know, 10,000 years ago, more than 10,000 years ago. But they're great, they live in community with each other, and they obviously support each other and exchange nutrients with each other and with other trees as well. So, yeah, they're a fantastic tree. They really are. Very beautiful, very feminine. I read a book earlier about birch trees, and the author said the birch trees reminded her of dancers, and I think that's a really good analogy, actually. They are kind of like slim and look very balletic, you know, very poised. So, yeah, beautiful. I'm glad I came up here, actually, because although there is some traffic noise in the background, the birds are quiet now, and I've got this massive piece of woodland to myself, just me, my torch and my sound recorder. Yeah, it's really nice. Really nice, yeah. So, yeah, that's my little take on the birch tree. Hope some of that resonates with you. But I'd recommend going out and finding some, and going and being with the birch tree is a lovely experience. And if you feel like, you know, closing your eyes and asking the tree for some guidance, maybe give you a different perspective on your life. There we are. Thanks for listening.
Back in the studio now, and I'd just like to apologise for the sound quality there. It goes a bit rough in places, and if I'm honest, I lost the little furry bit off the top of my sound recorder, and so it did get a bit rough and a bit bumpy, so I'm sorry. And I did have to make a little bit of an untidy edit in the middle to get rid of some of the worst of it, so I hope that didn't spoil it for you. I'm not going to say too much more, because I think I've warbled on long enough now, but just to say, I am doing some tree walks. If you'd like to come out with me, then please have a look on the website, anamkaraenergyhealing.com, and I'd love to take you out, show you some of the local woodland, and connect to the trees. So thanks very much for listening, and look forward to talking to you again soon.